Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Staying close in the face of isolation and trouble. What can you do? Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. I must be an encouragement for his name's sake. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, Philippians 2:1. I must be intentional in community. Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Philippians 2, verse 2. I must be selfless. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. Philippians 2, 3. I must begin to think like Christ. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Philippians 2:5. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. I must be obedient. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Philippians 2:12. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 2:6. I must live as a light in darkness. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. Philippians 2:14. I must learn to rejoice in the trials of life. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and I rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Philippians 2:17. I know the world is angry and upside down and things are chaotic, but are you doing your part to build togetherness? Are you reaching out to others? Are you looking to be a comfort or be comforted? Are you participating in small groups via conferencing or in some way? Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. John 13:34. Lord, help me to be a faithful servant and use the gifts and experiences you have given me to lift others. Lord, help me examine my attitude and actions to whether they are creating more separation or promoting more connection and more encouragement. Help me lead my whole family in these matters. Lord, help me to begin by doing something to step out of my comfort zone and be a blessing to others. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.